Lines composed in a wood on a windy day. My soul is awakened, my spirit is soaring and carried aloft on the wings of the breeze. For above and around me, the wild wind is roaring, arousing to rapture the earth and the seas. The long withered grass in the sunshine is glancing, the bare trees are tossing their branches on high. The dead leaves beneath them are merrily dancing, the white clouds are scudding across the blue sky. I wish I could see how the ocean is lashing the foam of its billows to whirlwinds of spray. I wish I could see how its proud waves are dashing and hear the wild roar of their thunder today.
Plead for me. Oh, thy bright eyes must answer now, when reason with a scornful brow is mocking at my overthrow. Oh, thy sweet tongue must plead for me, and tell why I have chosen thee. Stern reason is to judgment come, arrayed in all her forms of gloom. Will thou, my advocate, be dumb? No, radiant angel, speak and say why I did cast the world away. Why I have persevered to shun the common paths that others run, and on a strange road journeyed on, heedless alike of wealth and power, of glory's wreath and pleasure's flower. These once indeed seemed beings divine, and they perchance heard vows of mine, and saw my offerings on their shrine. But careless gifts are seldom prized, and mine were worthily despised. So with a ready heart I swore to seek their altar stone no more, and gave my spirit to adore thee, ever-present phantom thing, my slave, my comrade, and my king. A slave because I rule thee still, incline thee to my changeful will, and make thy influence good or ill. A comrade, for by day and night thou art my intimate delight. My darling pain that wounds and sears, and wrings a blessing out from tears, by deadening me to earthly cares. And yet a king, though prudence well, have taught thy subject to rebel. And am I wrong to worship, where faith cannot doubt, nor hope despair, since my own soul can grant my prayer? Speak, God of visions, plead for me, and tell why I have chosen thee.
Evening Solace. The human heart has hidden treasures, in secret kept, in silence sealed. The thoughts, the hopes, the dreams, the pleasures, whose charms were broken if revealed. And days may pass in gay confusion, and night in rosy riot fly, while lost in fame's or wealth's illusion, the memory of the past may die. But there are hours of lonely musing, such as in evening silence come, when, soft as birds their pinions closing, the heart's best feelings gather home. Then in our souls there seems to languish a tender grief that is not woe, and thoughts that once wrung groans of anguish now cause but some mild tears to flow. And feelings, once as strong as passions, float softly back, a faded dream. Our own sharp griefs and wild sensations, the tale of others' sufferings seem. Oh, when the heart is freshly bleeding, how longs it for that time to be? When through the mist of years receding, its woes but live in reverie. And it can dwell on moonlight glimmer, on evening shade and loneliness. And while the sky grows dim and dimmer, feel no untold and strange distress, only a deeper impulse given by lonely hour and darkened room to solemn thoughts that soar to heaven, seeking a life and world to come.